WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, just in, a boil water advisory has been issued for New Jersey American Water customers in Highlands and portions of Middletown Township and Seabright. The 6-inch water main break happened in Highlands along Bay Avenue during a sewer rehab project. If you live in the impacted areas, bring your water to a rolling boil for at least a minute and allow it to cool. That goes for drinking, brushing your teeth, cleaning dishes, and giving water to pets. Again, that's customers in Highlands and portions of Middletown Township and Seabright. Rutgers students have voted overwhelmingly to call on the university to cancel its investments in Israel. 80% of the 8,000 students who voted at the New Brunswick campus said the university should divest from companies that do business in Israel. They also called on New Jersey's flagship university to end its technology partnership with Tel Aviv University. It's called the Blackout Challenge, and it's got some school officials in New Jersey sounding the alarm. Popular on social media sites like TikTok, the challenge involves holding your breath until you pass out. This week, two middle school students from South Orange tried it, with one student having to go to the hospital. South Orange Maplewood Acting Superintendent Kevin Gilbert says students should be mindful of what they see on social media.
But a message to our students is that they should be very mindful of what they view and see on social media, that these challenges are serious and they aren't safe.
The principal of South Orange Middle School sent a letter to parents urging them to talk to their kids about the dangers of social media challenges. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. U.S. stock indexes drifted to a mixed close following more reports showing the economy remains stronger than expected. Not only is the number of layoffs across the country remaining relatively low, an index of manufacturing in the Mid-Atlantic region showed growth unexpectedly accelerated. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 22 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit ruinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are these gloomy clouds going away anytime soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.